Want to know how you can help this holiday season? Consider becoming a Red Kettle Bell Ringer. Whether you're an individual looking to give back or a group wanting to spread holiday cheer, your time and kindness can make a big difference. It's a fun way to engage with the community while helping families in need. Just visit registertoring.com to sign up for your bell ringing shift today. Let's make this holiday season brighter together, be part of the change, and ring those bells for hope.
And we're here at Smith Robinson Stadium. As Mountain Home has first down and 10 at the 46-yard line, trailing 21-0. As the handoff is going to go to Chenoweth up the middle, he's going to stay behind his offensive lineman. They're going to maybe pick up 2 yards as he gets out to the 48-yard line.
Second quarter night brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank with branches in Mountain Home, Gasville, and Lakeview. Go see them today. Farmers and Merchants Bank.
Second down and 8 at the 48-yard line.
Almost seemed like a question, Tobias.
I lost my spot, guys. Don't be judging.
Okay. It's dark in here.
Yeah, it is. I was like, I'm sure they got a branch there.
Brantley takes the snap. He's going to get Chenoweth up the middle. He's going to get the ball into Greenwood territory as he gets wrestled down just on the other side of the 50-yard line. Bring up third down and 6. Here with 11 minutes left in this second quarter.
Keep us hitting us up on the text line, 870-321-6839. Let us know what your favorite Thanksgiving tradition is. We've got an update from Benton. Bryant.
Benton and Shiloh?
I got both. Okay. Benton up 13-6, and Bryant is 21-0 over PA at the start of the second.
Bryant's another level, too. Them and Greenwood would be a really good game.
Would be.
Third down and 6 at the 50-yard line. Brantley's going to take a snap. He's rolling out to his right. He's looking to pass. He's going to pass underneath to Gus Wilbur. Gus is going to stick the ball out as he's going to get close to first down yardage. Just catch that ball right at the sticks. I'm going to say he got down to the 46-yard line. White Hat points first down. They are going to get a first down to Mountain Home. First and 10 as Mountain Home gets the ball into Greenwood territory at the 46-yard line. Mountain Home's got a little something going here finally. See if we come out and throw the ball on first down. We've been in there kind of running the ball every time. Let's see if we can throw the ball. Where's our 49 over there? We saw his folks at walk-ons. He got in the game.
Yeah.
Cody Johnson, 6'4", 240.
That's a good name. Good singer, too.
6'4", 240. Brandon's going to take a snap, but there is going to be a flag on the play. I believe it's going to be a delay of game as Mountain Home took a little bit to get the play in. It is going to be a delay of game. Mountain Home's going to be pushed back 5 yard line or 5 yards. It's going to be up first down and 15 as the ball's going to be spotted at the 49-yard line.
Just so I'm clear, that guy you said that was 6'4", 240, is that a D-back or a linebacker?
Lineman. He was in the defensive line.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We saw the cards that go Greenwood, number 49.
Oh, okay.
I figured out who 49 was. There he was.
I had to look it up.
First down and 15 after the penalty as the handoff is going to go up the middle. Chenoweth is going to keep his feet moving as he's going to get 2 yards back to the 47-yard line. Not quite made it to the original line of scrimmage. We have second down and 13. Mountain Home snaps his ball with 9:50 left in the second quarter, brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank.
And for those of y'all keeping track at home, 24 more yards to get Chenoweth with that title, that school rushing record.
Brantley going to take the snap, looking to pass. He's looking left. He's going to be flushed out of the pocket, and he is going to be wrestled down very high.
And he's still on the turf, guys.
He's still on the turf.
He's up.
The ball came loose. Mountain Home recovered it. It's going to be a sack. It's going to push Mountain Home back to the 42-yard line. A tackle was by Gage Hanna, number 15 for Greenwood. Third down and forever here for Mountain Home. Brantley takes the snap. It is going to be a draw play. There's a flag immediately on the field. Try to see what the penalty is here. Snap infraction on Mount Holmes. Going to push them back 5 more yards. They snap this ball. This is going to be back at the 38-yard line.
Yeah, that's pain. He was on my 6th grade team. He gets fired up.
He was fired up.
Teach
there
him on young, boys. Teach him young.
Third down it forever is Brantley's going to take it. He's going to come back on the right side. He's got Palmer. Oh. The pass is going to be incomplete as he throws it at the first down sticks. Zach Zitzman comes in from the safety position, knocking the ball away as he had Palmer streaking down the right side. He had a position. Ball was there. Zitzman just made a great play. Mountain Home forced to punt here.
Mountain Home just not been able to start to click on offense yet, guys. Normally we get a little bit of a slow start, but we wait too long. It's going to be out of hand.
8:17 left in the second quarter, brought to you by Farmers and Bank. The punt is going to be away, and it's kind of a sidewinding, wobbling punt is going to be fielded by Greenwood. He's going to bring it around the right side as the dog is going to bring him out of bounds on the sideline. Champ Davis on the return as he brings it out past the 40-yard line. They're going to say he got it to the 42. Bring first down and 10 for Greenwood at the 42-yard line.
That was a pretty lousy underhead toss by the referee there, guys. Sorry.
He needed 15 yards.
Softball pitched it to him.
He needed 10 yards. He got 4. Archer going to be looking to his right. He throws the ball. The ball's going to be completed out to the receiver. Number 33, Hudson Meekers. Jacob Chenoweth brings him down. Not till he's able to pick up 6 yards to the 48-yard line. Going to bring up second down and 4. Archer's going to send a man in motion. He's going to take the snap. He's going to fake right. He's going to be looking. He's finally going to drop it down to his running back. He's going to get under the tackle of Mountain Home. He brings us out the 40, 30. He's down the sideline, 20, 15. Follows his blockers, and he is gone. 52-yard pass and catch after the negative 1-yard pass. 53-yard run by Davis for the touchdown. 27-0 Greenwood here with 7:25 left in this second quarter.
Second quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. You can bank 7 to 7 Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday with our live ITM tellers. A great way to bank early in the morning, before work, or in the evening. Talk about convenience for the customers. Farmers and Merchants Bank.
Meeker in for the extra point for Greenwood. The kick is up, and it is good. 28-0 Greenwood leads. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic Frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel Frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
The Black Friday sale at Boot Barn is happening right now. Visit us today and save on top quality pieces. Get $40 off select cowboy boots for men and women. $50 off select exotic boots. Get select children's boots for under $50. Save on outerwear and enjoy buy one, get one free offers on select jeans and flannels. Visit us today during our Black Friday sale with savings extended through Monday for easy holiday shopping. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Greenwood set to kick off here. 7:25 left in the second quarter. As Meeker is going to approach the ball and is going to be kicked off deep. Schultz is going to field it for Mountain Home at the 10. He's going to come up the right side, past the 20, put his head down at the 25. Fight for yardage as he starts to try to get pushed back. I'm going to give him the 27-yard line. Mark and Laura Case watching from Mountain Home. They love homemade cranberry salad. No, no to the can, they say. He said, football and the dog show are the best entertainment on Thanksgiving. First down and 10, Mountain Home at the 27-yard line.
I'm assuming they mean Dawson Dunlap and not Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Maybe like the what's the kennel dog show?
The Westminster. Yeah, okay.
Is that on this time of year?
Sorry, I was thinking of the Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I would like the Dawson Dunlap show too. Brantley drops back to pass. He's going to be tackled, and the ball's going to be thrown forward.
No.
There's no way. That's an incomplete pass.
Out of bounds.
They're going to say out of bounds. Brantley tried to throw the ball forward. It is going to be knocked. They're going to say, if the white hat talked to the official, they're going to say forward pass out of bounds as the ball goes out of bounds. Brantley was in the grasp of the defender there. I couldn't tell if he tried to throw the ball or if it was knocked out of bounds. I guess we don't know the difference between a forward pass and a fumble, we were told. So I don't know the difference there, actually. They're saying it's a forward pass, though.
The Crookers are watching with friends from the Moose Bar in Ozark, Missouri, say go Bombers. It's up to Chan and his family.
Regardless, they're going to say the ball is out of bounds. It is going to be a 8-yard loss on the play. As Brantley's going to take the snap, he's going to hand it off. I think he gets the ball to Chin with this. He's going to fight for yardage, and it's going to be not much there. He's going to be at the 17-yard line. I didn't even say he lost 2 yards there. Going to bring up second down and 20.
This quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Next week, next Friday, make sure to check out Coffee Talk at Farmers and Merchants Bank with a different monthly program every month from communities, businesses, organizations. Are all invited to come share news, updates, and events. That's at Farmers and Merchants Bank on 8 a.m. on this coming Friday.
So draw play is going to go up the middle. It is going to go nowhere. It makes it out to the 17-yard line. Mountain Home going to be set to punt here with 6:15 left in the second quarter.
I like what this texter said, Brad. You know, if we keep getting all those love texts from Greenwood, we just go ahead and publish that phone number.
Publish
and we'll let our
number.
Fans text.
Right.
I kind of like that plan.
You know, these are the things that you talk about. You got a classy program, you got a school that does stuff, and then you got fans that give you the name sometimes that you do, and that's what this fan's doing. And I hate it for Greenwood, but that's what it is. As Brantley's going to take a snap and he's going to kick it, it's going to bounce and go out of bounds at the 49-yard line of Mountain Home.
The defense got to step up big here, guys. I don't think we've yet to keep them out of the end zone.
Well, they're sending in the boss.
Yeah.
They're sending in the hair, number 97.
97, oh. Aaron Martin in the middle Martin. For Mountain Home.
Best hair in high school football right there, folks.
I bet he's fired up.
He is. Boy, look at him. He's ready to eat.
I bet he don't like cranberry sauce either. I don't think he likes cranberry sauce.
He's a meat sandwich guy.
He's raw meat guy.
Dressing guy. We got to have an all star as Grant Carnes on the offside for Greenwood. Takes off a little early.
He's little Martin's hair. He didn't know what to do besides run.
Yep.
It's going to be a 5-yard penalty. It's going to push Greenwood back into their territory at the 46-yard line.
Fans are still in it.
Archer's looking at the sideline. Going to reset the play. 16 on the clock. Archer takes a snap. Looks his right. It's going to be a slant across the middle. He's got his man. It's going to be brought inside of Mountain Home territory, inside the 40, inside the 35-yard line. That is Cooper Bland on a 4-yard strike, but brings the ball down inside the 35 to 34-yard line. First and 10, Greenwood there on the ball quick. Greenwood takes the snap. Archer dropping back, looking left. He's going to pass the ball, and it's going to be complete. On the left side is Jake Thomas is in there on the coverage for Mountain Home. Going to ride the offensive player out of bounds as he picks up 12 yards inside the 20. So the ball's going to be marked at right at the 20-yard line. Going to bring up first 10, but I think we have a flag on the play. The officials are back here talking. Got personal foul. Hands to the face on Mountain Home. Got hands to the face on Mountain Home, probably on that interior line.
You can also hit us up on the YouTube message chat, whatever you want to call it. Matt Dover says, go Bombers on there. We got a few others. We'll be reading those. We also got Sherry Smith watching from Gallenburg, Tennessee, saying go Bombers. A lot of love coming in for the Bombers on the chat line, guys.
That's right. Penalty's going to push the ball inside the 20 down to the 10-yard line on a half a distance to the goal. Archer's going to take snap. He's looking right, and he's going to throw the corner. Ball's going to be thrown up and is going to be completed for the 10-yard pass and catch. 10-yard pass and catch to the right corner of the end zone. This game is about to be 35-0 with 5:10 left.
Quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank.
As Meeker's on for the extra point for Greenwood. Meeker puts the ball up, and it is good. 35-0, 5:10 left in this half. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
The Black Friday sale at Boot Barn is happening right now. Visit us today and save on top quality pieces. Get $40 off select cowboy boots for men and women. $50 off select exotic boots. Get select children's boots for under $50. Save on outerwear and enjoy buy one, get one free offers on select jeans and flannels. Visit us today during our Black Friday sale with savings extended through Monday for easy holiday shopping. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Greenwood set to kick off here. Schultz going to receive the ball at the 10-yard line. He's going to bring it out maybe to the 20-yard line, and that's where he's going to be brought down.
Score updates for you. Ole Miss, they ended up pulling out a tight one against the rival Mississippi State, 26-14. And then Georgia Tech, listen to this, boys, is leading Georgia 10-0.
Well, Shiloh is pounding on Benton, according to Keith. 4:44 left, 20-13 Shiloh. 10-play TD drive and a 7-play TD drive.
That's what Shiloh can do. They can that ball down there. And like I said, their defense can give you just enough problems that's going to allow you to maybe not put something together. As Brantley is set to take the snap, he's going to hand it off to Chenoweth. He finally has a little bit of room as he gets out past the 25-yard line. He's going to get brought down. They're going to get brought down inside the 25. He's going to pull him down finally at the 28-yard line. Nice pickup there of 8 yards on that carry for Chenoweth.
Good
run. Second down and two. They're going to give him the 29-yard line.
Nice.
Brantley takes snap. High snap. The ball is going to be on the ground. Chenoweth is going to fall on it, though. It was a high snap back to Brantley. He's able to pull it down. Ball's loose on the ground. Good job there by Jacob to jump on it. It's going to be a loss of one, though. Going to bring up third down and three.
I know Barrett is out of the game tonight, guys, but you can go by Farmers and Merchants Bank and see his mom, Alyssa. They'll help you find a game plan to finance the home of your dreams. Go by and see Farmers and Merchants Bank today, tomorrow, this weekend, next week, whenever you got time.
You'll see Melissa and the crew over there.
That's right.
Bank is based out of Stuttgart. My father-in-law was a part of that bank. Great family. Family-owned bank down there. As the handoff is going to go to Chenoweth up the middle, he's going to try to fight for yards as it's going to get pushed back. They're going to give him forward progress out to the 29. It's not going to be enough for first down yardage. Is this going to bring up fourth down and two? Let's see what Mount Home is going to do. Are they going to keep their offense on the field, or are they going to punt this ball away? 3:22 left in this half. 20 on the play clock as Brantley walks to the sideline here. Ackland's going to come out and talk to Brantley, and they're going to leave their offense on the field. They're going to go for it.
Like you said, you can't play conservative. I mean, 35-0, you got to go.
Yeah. 9 on the play clock. Brantley takes a snap. He's going to hand it off to Chinnell, and he's got room. He's got the first down as the ball is going to be brought outside the 20, the 30-yard line. It's going to rumble to the 34. It is a first down yardage for Mountain Home at the 34-yard line.
Some of the chat's asking how, so we can explain the incomplete Ford pass at 7:08 left, how that was an 8-yard loss.
I guess they called it a fumble, is what I'm saying. And they fumbled, said they recovered the fumble out of bounds. But once again, we don't know the difference between a Ford pass and fumbles. Chenoweth going to have the ball up the middle. He's going to turn his back. He's going to dive out to the 35-yard line. Going to be 1-yard gain. We have second down and 9 as we got 2:22 left in this half.
Spreading them out.
Yeah, no empty set as Brantley takes a snap. He's looking to his right. It's going to be a shovel pass forward. It's going to be incomplete pass as he looked like he was just trying to get rid of it before he got sacked. Incomplete pass, third down and 9. At the 35-yard line.
Defensive line of Greenwood just continues to get pressure back there tonight, making it really difficult for Brantley to have much time to throw.
Yep. How far away is Chenoweth from the school record there? Yep. It was 23 at one point.
We're close, boys. We're 9 yards away. 9 yards away from school record that was set 18 years ago.
Brantley takes the snap, third and 9, looking across the middle, and he's facing all kind of pressure. He fakes, gets the first one, eludes it, throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete as Palmer was the intended receiver right about the sticks. The ball was thrown short of him. Had to, because Brantley had guys hanging all off of him as Cash Archer was able to get pressure on Brantley, and Mountain Home is going to be forced to punt here with fourth down and 9.
Yeah, that Gage Hanna was in there too.
Yeah, Brantley's just got to – he's just running for his life back there right now.
Yeah, I mean, they're teeing off on him.
Brantley's going to come back. The punt is going to be away. It's a nice punt this time as it's going to angle out of bounds. It's going to go out of bounds. The official's going to do the whole little – it looks like the guy on – I love it on, like, The Price is Right, where it's like – as he's like running down the, you know, down the sideline, and he finally stops at the 34-yard line. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, right? I know what you're talking about. Thanks for finally making me smile, because I was just sitting over here grinding my teeth for the last 45 minutes.
Not good for you.
He yodels, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's going up the little mountain. Yeah. And you don't want him to fall off the cliff, right? Yeah. Like, if he falls off the cliff, you lose your money. He's like,
yeah, you don't get squatted if he falls off.
Dang Bob Barker.
First down and 10 at the 34s. Archer's going to roll to his right. He's going to find his receiver. Guys, Champ Davis has been all over the field tonight. He's had punt return for a touchdown. He's had a long touchdown return. He has had a night for the Bulldogs in all aspects of the game. He's having a really good night.
He is. He is having a heck of a night.
Greenwood on the ball quick after the 8-yard game. Second down and 2. 42-yard line. 1:44 left in this half. Archer looking to his left. Now he looks back across the middle, and he's going deep. He's got Karn streaking. Palmer comes up with a nice play as he was running step for step with Karns. Knocks the ball away. Great defensive play there by the senior talent Palmer on Grant Karns.
Beautiful. I'm going to give him props. I know we're getting some texts in. What a beautiful ball by that quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, he set it on the dime.
Oh, we got to give the players props. We don't have to give their fans. If they want to remain that way, they can and continue as he continues to smack talk. As Archer's going to keep the ball around the left side. He's going to fight for yardage inside the 50-yard line at Mountain Home. He's going to go all the way down to the 35. Finally, he's going to be brought down there by Blake Vacco and Taylan Peterson. Archer got trips to his right. He's looking right. He's going deep. He's got Carnes. Ball's going to be caught at the end zone. Touchdown, Greenwood. 41 to nothing with 1:15 left.
And guys, that's, you know, that kind of is what Kane likes, that he gets in out there and on the outside, the one-on-one isolation, and he just throws up and let his receiver go get it. I mean,
perfect pass right at the pylon on the end zone. Grant Carnes runs underneath it, touchdown, 41 to nothing. Here, 1:15 left in this half. As Meeker set for the extra point, kick is up and the kick is good. 42 nothing, 1:15 left in the half. Mountain Home trailing here in this state semifinal game.
Yeah, it's been a all Greenwood up to this point. We'll go back to the message board here. We're getting a little love for the Bombers. Everybody's saying go Bombers.
And hit us up on the Hopper Termite and Pest Control text line.
David Stoltz, our OEM, said, you know, it's been a great season. They've achieved things that very few have in their careers. So he said, let's go. It's not over yet.
That's right. Hit us up on the text line, 870-321-6839. Mountain Home trailing this game 42 to nothing here in this first half.
Quarter brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. Go by see Sally, the team at Farmers and Merchants Bank. They'll take good care of you.
It was pretty awesome, though, that we've done good enough that we got Greenwood fans listening to our broadcast. That's pretty sweet.
Chris Kreiner is watching in Huntsville, Alabama. What's up, Chris? Go Bombers.
Greenwood set to kick off here. 1:15 left in this half. Meeker's had a busy night for Greenwood with his kickoffs. Schultz has had a busy night back from out home on the kickoff return.
Oh, and you got some scores on the scoreboard. Bentonville's locked up at 13 all. Shiloh's up 20. Or is it 20 to 13 Shiloh and Benton?
Oh, it's hard to read that. That's 20-13 Shiloh Benton as Schultz receives his kickoff at the 15. He's going to bring it out around the right side, out past the 25-yard line. Going to bring it up to 29. First and 10, Mountain Home will set up their offense there.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. KCTT, Mountain Home, Yeovil.
Yeah, Bentonville's leading Conway 13-7.
Okay.
That's what that was. 28-0. Yeah, stacked on there. Yeah, 28-0 Bryant over PA.
Yeah, if anyone's listening and knows that Price is Right game, send it in. I'd love to know what that is. Is that
the cliffhangers?
Cliffhangers,
game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cliffhangers, yeah.
Brantley's going to take the snap. He's going to get it to Chenoweth. Chenoweth's going to go around the left side as he gets the ball out to the 32-yard line. 1 minute left in this half.
Our man Keith with the update, guys. Benton just scored with 30 seconds left. 2020.
2020. Got a game
locked
down there.
Up. Yes, it is.
Second down and seven as Chenoweth's able to pick up 3 yards. 45 seconds left in this half. Brantley's going to go empty set. He's going to bring Chenoweth in motion. Snap's going to be there, and it's going to be Chenoweth. He's going to get the ball up the middle. He's going to get maybe 2 more yards as he gets to 33. They're going to say just 1 yard to 33-yard line. We up third down and six, and Mountain Home does not have to snap this ball. Doesn't look like Mountain Home's going to either. Maybe they'll snap it one more time with third and six. 14 seconds left on the clock, 25 left on the play clock.
Brad, Sarah Carlisle said on the chat, the game is cliffhanger, and maybe you should stick to dentistry since yodeling is not your thing.
What are you talking about? It is my thing. Brantley's going to keep the ball, try to run up the middle, and that's the way this half is going to come to an end. All Greenwood in this first half as they lead 42 to nothing. This second quarter is brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank. You've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network. Berg Builders Halftime Show will be up shortly. Mountain Home trailing 42-0. You listen to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you would do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent James Boyette will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you would do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent James Boyette in Mountain Home today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.